It's time for another edition of Overreaction Monday. Rich Eisen along with Chris Brockman.
Hey, Rich.
Almost 13 weeks in the books of the 2023 season, and this show, as always, is presented by our friends at Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code OVERREACTION, $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. How are you
Rich,
over there, sir?
I'm great. What's going on, man?
I don't know. I'm ready to overreact to stuff or tell you to, you know, slow your roll.
I'm ready to spit some takes.
No cap.
You don't
As
even
Mooch
know.
Said that.
You don't even know what
no,
that
I
means.
I know what it means. It means I'm not kidding.
Okay.
It means I'm spitting truth.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Mooch said no cap. I caught you off guard on Monday. Then he followed up by saying no Tennille.
And I thought he was serious because that sounds like something he would say.
That sounds like something Mooch would say. All right. Are you ready to do it?
Let's do it.
Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction Monday.
All right, Christopher, what do you got? I see you got your sheet of paper.
No Tennille is really funny. All right, let's start Sunday night. Green Bay looked great. Chiefs did not. For the first time with Patrick Mahomes as starting quarterback, the Chiefs will go winless in the playoffs.
Give me a break.
That's what it looks like.
Get out
watching
of here.
This team play, they
Get
do not look
here.
Like a winning playoff
Get
team.
Get out of here. I would say it's more likely to mix our lexicon together here. It's more likely the Chiefs make the AFC championship game again then go winless, because even if they
look like
Chris,
one of the two best teams
Chris,
in the AFC
Chris,
watching
when the
last
rubber
night?
Meets the road when the rubber meets the road even if they are not the one seed, okay,
doesn't look like they will be.
All right, let's just give that to you.
Okay,
for this year they will not be the one seed going into the AFC playoffs.
Okay,
whereas right now as we are recording this, they are not in the one seed.
They're the four seed.
Well, right now. Okay.
Right now.
Correct. As if Jacksonville loses Monday night, Jacksonville will be the four seed.
Right. Correct.
All put together, they would have to welcome in the Steelers or the Colts or name anybody that's in
Texans,
the Browns,
Bills.
Texans, Bills, Broncos. Okay. Into their house. Okay. I don't think the Bills are the seventh seed.
I think we'll get to that in a minute.
Sure, fine. They would have to lose that game. You really think one of these teams are going to come
I
in?
I think when you watch Kansas City play the last few weeks, they've lost 3 out of 5. What outside of number 15 gives you confidence that they're a playoff winner?
I say to you,
even he has not been great, Patrick Mahomes.
I say to you that it is entirely possible that this team is not the one seed, but it is more likely that they would win one game at home, have to win one game on the road for the first time in their playoff lives, and still make the AFC championship game, which, by the way, is entirely possible if they're the two seed, they'd still host anyway.
We haven't seen Jacksonville play on Monday night yet, but you think they're better than the Jaguars right now? They're better than the Ravens?
I know it right now. I'm not talking right now. I'm talking down the road.
Yeah, but what I'm talking right now, this is my reaction.
And right now, that's an overreaction.
Okay. I disagree.
I know you do. Oh, but, I mean, right now, you're saying we can absolutely, with certainty, make the case.
That's the idea of the segment.
Make the case that Kansas City's going to go 0-for, 1-and-done for the first time.
They don't scare you on offense.
Not yet.
Who's coming? Who's going to save the offense?
Mahomes, Kelsey, Rashee Rice, Isaiah Pacheco. Good enough to win football games. Good enough to win a football game at home against a whole host of teams that might come in. So, and I don't think the Chiefs are going to wind up the four seed either. But I'd say, what's more likely? That on the screen, what you are saying right now to our podcast listening audience, is a certainty, not an overreaction. Or the Chiefs make the AFC championship game anyway.
I think this is more like
we will see the rubber meeting the road.
Put this up as a poll.
Get get an inside look at Hollywood with Michael Rosenbaum.
Let's get inside of my father, John Glover. You know, we watched Talkville, and most of these episodes I never saw.
I didn't watch the show.
You never once saw yourself on Smallville.
In the beginning, I used to look at myself all the time and love to. And then as I get older, I stopped.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm older.
I was going to talk to you about that because you're 79.
Yeah.
How old do you feel?
11.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum. Wherever you listen.
Stacking Benjamins with Joe and his good friend OG not only has great financial insight, it's laid back with humor too.
Joe talks with Stacking Deeds co-host Crystal Hammond.
I've always been a fan of nosy neighbors. I want nosy neighbors. They can tell you what's going on 10 times faster than you would know.
Again, what's she talking about, Doug?
Really?
We're repairing neighborhoods, but then we're into nosy neighbors and
built a career off of that.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Let's move on. Another hot, hot team in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to win the NFC East.
Dallas isn't, I can't sit here and say that's still an overreaction. Philadelphia's got a tough, I think Philadelphia has a tough go of it in Dallas.
Philly's been playing with fire for a few weeks now. They've Dallas been kind of begging to lose a game, and they got.
Dallas has far more difficult games for the final month of the season than Philadelphia. It's just that simple. Philadelphia's got both games against the Giants wrapped around a home date with Arizona while they go to Seattle for a Sunday night game. And look at Dallas's schedule. For our podcast listening audience, it's at Buffalo, at Miami, home for Detroit, at Washington. I mean,
well, we know Miami can't beat good teams.
Overreaction.
Detroit's kind of a fraud, and so is Washington. So there's three more wins.
That's at least. Okay.
Philly begging to get got. Maybe that's 4-1 down the stretch for Dallas.
Okay. Okay, Christopher.
Nope. Interesting.
I think this is an overreaction at this point in time.
I thought you'd be
Can Dallas win Dallas. It? Sure. Overreaction right now. They're a game behind Philadelphia. They've got to beat Philly. And then they've got to get one game better than Philadelphia with games against Buffalo, Miami, and Detroit. And the only team that's a playoff team left on Philadelphia's schedule is on the periphery right now, on the outside looking in with some bad tie breaks going against them. And that's Seattle. Sorry. So.
Who's playing better football right now, Dallas or Philadelphia?
Obviously, it's Dallas.
Okay.
I know that's what leads you to give me that topic bar.
Of course.
I say it's an overreaction.
All right, good.
No, so, I don't think you think it's good.
Well, I mean, I disagree.
I think that's just a phrase that you're saying to move on.
It's totally fine.
You could just go moving on. You could just
moving on. Should I just go full Brian Gumbel?
Yeah. Moving on.
The AFC North, Rich. We thought they were going to be awesome coming into the season. It looked like
Coming into the season. Midway through the season.
Exactly. It looked like at one point they might get all four playoff teams. Well, guess what? AFC North is only getting one.
I don't know.
Playoff team.
Now I'll push back on that and say you're saying so. Put it up one more time. The AFC playoff standings, please, and so I can read it off to our. Again, listening audience as well, that you're saying for the AFC playoff picture.
NFC.
You're saying the AFC playoff picture, right? Did I say NFC? AFC playoff picture. AFC. You're saying Steelers and Browns will be out.
See ya.
And they're replaced by who? Bills and either Texans, Broncos?
No, I'm going to go Texans, Bills. We're going to get to that in a minute. I think AFC top four in any type of order.
Mm-hmm.
Colts, Texans, Bills in some kind of order.
I'll buy it. I'll say this is not an overreaction.
What happened to the AFC North?
Well, they got their quarterbacks lopped off. Half of them. Three of them. As of right now, the starting quarterbacks for the AFC North in week 14 will be Mitchell Trubisky, Joe Flacco, and Jake Browning.
Jeez.
Whereas a month ago, it was Kenny Pickett, Deshaun Watson and Joe Burrow. I mean, what are you asking? What happened?
I mean, they're still in the spot.
The Ravens are just like putting, you know, bubble wrap around Lamar Jackson wherever he's walking around.
Right.
So, all right, I'll buy that right now.
All right.
So that would mean the AFC East gets two and the AFC West gets two.
Oh, hold on a second.
And then the AFC South gets two.
Gets three. Yeah.
Okay.
I think Texans and Colts have proven that they're good enough. Gardner Minshew.
The AFC South gets three, and the AFC East gets two, and that leaves two division winners.
And the West gets one, and the
North. West gets one, but you just said, okay, there you go. All right.
Yeah. Man, if Denver had won over the weekend, you could make a case that they were going to win the West.
If the AFC South gets three and the AFC North gets one, then next year's overreaction Monday to kick off the season, you should just go completely off the wall, because I would never have seen that coming.
No, absolutely not.
AFC South gets three, AFC North gets one. Three. In the overreaction Monday season kickoff show this year, I would have kicked you off the set.
Our pilot episode wouldn't have got picked up.
It wouldn't have got picked up. We would have been one and done. The green light would have gone red on a spot. Man, you can't make this up.
Okay, bounce back. The Lions bounce back. Look good.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dom, the security guy, for bounce back.
By the way, Dom picked up Shaq Leonard at the airport.
Did he really?
There was a picture of him going around.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Big Dom.
Dom's back on the gig, man.
Big Dog Dom is back.
Okay.
The Lions defense, not good enough for a deep playoff run.
Deep playoff run meaning?
Meaning win a game, maybe win two.
Deep playoff run means NFC championship game, right?
Well, it's not good enough to win a playoff game, really. I was just giving deep just to be respectful.
The Lions, if they finish four, three, they should.
Rich, they just gave up 28 to the Saints.
Yeah.
They got smoked by the Packers.
I am concerned.
Who now look pretty good.
This is now 3 weeks
Lions
of.
Lions concern is high.
I can't sit here and say they're not good enough to make a playoff run, because the offense can overcome something like that to wind up in the divisional round. To make a deep playoff run, you're talking about make the NFC championship game. Divisional round is not a deep playoff run.
Nah, but it's still winning a playoff game.
It's a playoff run.
It's still a big deal.
Deep playoff run means you're in the Final Four.
But do you think their defense is good enough to beat the Rams?
So we're deep. I'm stuck on the deep.
All right, we'll take deep out.
I'm rolling in the deep.
Don't overthink it.
What does that mean?
Their defense isn't good enough to win a playoff game. Maybe I should have rephrased.
Correct. So do you want to fix it?
Yeah, that's not good enough to win a playoff game.
Then that's an overreaction. They could still win a playoff game. Jared Goff can go off.
The Rams are going to drop 40 on them.
And Amon-Ra St. Brown can go off, and that running game can go off and
defense.
win. You know, once upon a time, Kurt Warner beat Aaron Rodgers in his first career playoff game in overtime. It was like 50-something to 40-something.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. Wasn't it 40-something? It ended on a defensive touchdown. Remember that?
Yeah.
They were on tilt.
I remember that, but look.
I know. So why can't the Lions
trust
win a game
the Lions
like that?
Defense to beat the Packers again in the playoffs, or the Rams that just put
trust,
up 36
a trust is a strong
Sunday?
Word. If we now fix the topic bar. That's an overreaction.
Well done.
Rolling in the deep, I would agree with you. See? If you want an agreement, you should have stuck with the original plan.
It's better when we don't agree, to be honest.
All right. What else?
You done with it?
Yeah, I'm done with it.
You're done with
that. Not with you, okay. But done with that.
The biggest winner from week 13 is a team that didn't play. The Buffalo Bills won the bye week. They're going to make the playoffs.
All right. Let's put up the AFC playoff picture again.
Think about all the teams in front of them. They all lost. Denver lost.
Okay.
The Chiefs lost, who they're going to play next week. The Browns lost. Only the Colts and the Texans won, so they're a game back. But I think Texans will make the playoffs. I think Buffalo can sneak in and get that 7 seed.
What did I say to you the last couple of weeks when you're giving me one topic bar after another? The Bills are dead. The Bills are finished. The Bills stink.
Rich,
I told you that.
The scenario has changed.
Of course I'm going to agree with you.
The situation has changed.
And this is even recorded before the Jaguars might make the Bengals 5-7.
The Bills looked dead now off the bye week. They're alive.
Of course. And if the Bengals go to 5-7, then it's a clean sweep of awesomeness, with the exception of the Texans winning. But obviously, if the Texans and Broncos had tied, that would have been the ultimate W.
That would have been good.
Or the Titans beating the Colts. But I get your point. The Steelers and Browns lost. And that's good enough.
That's good enough.
That is good enough. All the Bills have to do is go to Kansas City, beat the Chiefs.
But that looks
and
more.
Then they get through to a softer part of their finishing schedule.
Exactly. And my point is, by watching Kansas City play on Sunday night, Buffalo going in there next week now looks more like a winnable game.
And then Buffalo has that's not true. They got Dallas at home, at the Chargers, home for New England, at Miami. Wow, that's not a very soft schedule at all. What am I talking about?
Miami can't beat good teams.
I still think that they're good enough. I love Josh Allen. They're going to be healthier. I think they figured things out on offense.
But if the Bills go 4-1 down the stretch, say they win
even
that game in
two,
Miami.
Even 3-2, I think 9-8 is going to be good enough in the seventh seed. I really do. I really think it. So.
I don't know what tiebreaker they'd have
over. They have had a good week on the bye. I agree with you
on that. That's right. They won the bye week.
Well, who else were they battling in the bye week?
Yeah, I mean the Bears.
See, you didn't even think about it.
The Bears lost a bye week because.
No, I get what you're saying. Right, the Bills did get some results breaking their way while they were sitting at home. We all know how frustrating it could be to find the perfect tickets for the game or concert you've been dying to see. Certainly at this time of year when you're traveling or you want to have plans to take your families to a show, take your wife, your spouse, your husband to a concert, a game, whatever you want. Game Time is the answer for you. It takes all of the guesswork out of buying tickets. It's also fast and easy. Theater events, comedy, music, sports, last minute deals, all in prices, views from your seat, best price guarantee. The guesswork is removed from buying tickets. I love the app. We love how easy it is to navigate and see where your seats are going to be. The all-in pricing means you're not getting any sticker shock. You know up front before you buy your tickets what a great deal you're going to have. So take the guesswork right out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code OVERREACTION for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account. Redeem the code OVER. R-E-A-C-T-I-O-N, two R's in overreaction, $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. I feel like that was our halftime.
Halftime.
And that's way more entertaining than watching people shove footballs from their chest through the holes of open large soda cans.
What is your take on this? Should Dr. Pepper and whoever oversees this, should they force them to throw it?
Overhand? 1,000,000%.
Like an actual
that's
football?
That's not an overreaction. You're spot on.
Great.
That should be a topic, Bob.
I always thought I was alone in this.
The soda people should make force them that it is illegal to shove footballs like you're trying to pass around the perimeter of a basketball 3-point line.
I'm glad we're.
Of course, you should have to throw overhand,
hand on the waist. Let's go.
No, and you can't go sidearm either. Like the referees should not just be standing there to count. They should see the arm angle.
Boom. That one doesn't count.
Wave it off. Sorry.
I love it. Thank you.
Not an overreaction.
Thank you.
That's a bonus.
I'm glad.
Who knew?
I'm glad we agree on that.
What else you got?
I get mad so well.
Second half. Here we go. Let's make our adjustments.
AFC South. Most competitive division in the NFL.
Well, let's just see here. I feel like this is the college football playoff committee. Who do you want to play? Who do you not want to play? Right? That's what they said. They said they made the decision. You don't want to play Alabama. Oh, you're in. You want to play Florida State? Well, you're out.
I don't think so.
That's the way they said. That was part of their metric.
Four best teams.
So give me a division where there's three teams you don't want to face.
I think the
NFC West.
NFC West.
It's got the Rams, the Seahawks, and the 49ers.
Okay.
Hold on a minute.
Maybe.
The NFC North has got the Packers. The Lions and the Vikings quarterback by my new son, Josh Dobbs. Okay, no, we're signing Bears. This out. We're signing it out. Okay. The NFC South, we're out. We're not even good to talk about it.
And now all four
the NFC North, now we can't talk about it.
Yeah, they're toast.
Although they have three playoff teams right
currently.
Now. The AFC
not
West.
Not when it's all said and done.
Chiefs, Broncos, Raiders, Chargers. I mean, how are you? Can't go to the East.
Most competitive division.
I mean,
when it's all said and done, they might have three playoff teams. When before the year, we thought they were a one. Just a one.
Who would you rather
done.
Play? You want to play the Colts or the Giants? Okay. Who do you want to play? The Colts or the Rams?
Who do I want to play?
This is the college football playoff committee metric. This is the litmus test.
I don't understand what that means.
They said when they decided to put Florida State at home and Alabama in, Boo Corrigan said part of the conversation they had in the room was they turned to the coaches who were on the committee and said, who would you rather play? Who would you rather not play? And when they mentioned who would they rather not play,
you'd rather play
that's
Florida
the
State.
Team that they
right.
put in.
All right, well, that's fine.
So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Who would you rather play? Because the Colts are team number three, correct? Would you say the Colts are team three? Or you're not saying the Jaguars and the Texans are team three?
Yeah, no, they're team three. Okay. Yeah, Colts are team
who
three.
Who would you rather play? By the way, if this is college football playoff committee, they kick the Colts out because they're on their backup quarterback, but that's neither here nor there.
He's played the whole season, understood. Not the last one game. I mean,
don't let my
facts
flow.
Get in
I'm
way.
Trying to get
don't
to this.
Facts
I'm trying
way.
To land. I'm talking out my answer like I'm on Millionaire. Okay, and I'm not calling a phone or a friend because Del Tufo's barely paying attention over there. No, you're not paying attention. All right.
I think you'd rather play the Colts if you're
okay.
instead of the Rams.
All right.
But
would you rather play the Seahawks or the Colts?
I think I'd rather play the Seahawks.
Get out of here, man. Come on. You just saw what they did on Thursday night against the Cowboys.
They don't have a running back right now. Kent Walker's out and Charbonnet's
so Zach Moss over DJ Dallas is the answer that to your question, whether it's an overreaction or not.
I think so. I mean, okay, they're kind of even. The West and North are even.
Who would you rather play? The Chargers or the Colts?
Interesting. Well, I know the Chargers are going to do, something stupid. I think I'd rather play them. They just put up 6 points against the terrible Patriots.
You'd rather take on Keenan Allen and Justin Herbert and Austin Eckler, hoping that they continue to step on their lightning bolts.
Eckler
is that what you're saying?
Eckler's pretty washed.
He's not washed. He's having an off year.
I think I'd rather play the Colts.
Okay, so
I'd rather play the Chargers because they don't have a coaching disadvantage.
Are you trying to back up your play here?
I'm trying.
You really would rather play the Chargers?
Yes, than the Colts? I know the Colts could score 30 points. Can the Chargers?
I'll just say that this is not an overreaction because we're so close to not being able to get an answer.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one. You made me stop.
I just wanted to say the South is good.
You make an argument.
After we thought it was going to be
garbage. You're making an argument. All year. You can make an argument.
Making an argument.
I would go on NFC West.
All right. Well,
certainly the Arizona Cardinals. They just went into Pittsburgh. PA.
They have 2 wins.
So now it's an overreaction.
All right. Speaking of
speaking
of the NFC
don't
West.
They?
Oh, that's why the Pats are in the second
spot. Yes.
We're going to get a franchise quarterback, Rich. 49ers are going to be the one seed in the NFC.
Oh, yeah, I believe so for sure. Dude, that's not an overreaction at all. Come on. They now have. Oh, this may be the easiest one of all year.
Really?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Of all year.
Dude, the teams that can beat them out for the one seed, okay, are the following. The Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Lions, right?
And they have the
tiebreaker. Lions are playing, without a doubt, right now, the least consistent football going into the final stretch where rubber's meeting the road as to who's the one seed, correct?
Yep.
All right. The Detroit Lions' remaining games, they're outdoors. This is their last outdoor game of the year in Chicago. That's that, and then they're all inside, home for Denver, which is a night game on NFL Network, triple header, two against Minnesota that's getting Justin Jefferson back, and then at Dallas, okay? That's a very tough stretch. Philadelphia, we've already discussed earlier on in what their remaining schedule is and what Dallas' remaining schedule is.
Yep.
The good part about San Francisco is the only team they haven't played yet and have a tiebreak over straight up is Detroit. Philadelphia and Dallas, I don't think it's arguable, two toughest competitors in this one seed race for them.
Yep.
They have beaten them straight up. All they got to do is have the same record. They already have the same record as Dallas, and they're just one behind Philadelphia, which all they have to do is slip up once. Now, San Francisco's got a tough game to wrap up week 16. It's the last game of week 16, the Christmas night triple header finale.
It's a huge
against Baltimore, which is potentially a Super Bowl preview. You can make that case for that.
For sure.
The rest is real winnable for them. Home games against Seattle and the Rams, and then visits to Arizona and the Mountain Time Zone, and then Washington, which we all know is a complete I mean, Terry McLaurin had full Blutarski. No targets, no catches.
He said after the game,
yards. Like, I got my cardio.
I got my cardio in.
No targets, no catches, right? No targets, no catches, no yards.
Zeros.
He said, at least I got in my cardio.
Unreal.
So, yeah. And you can make the case, they're once they hop on a plane to Washington and they go home, they don't have, their next plane flight is to Vegas to play the Super Bowl. They're in the Western Pacific time zone. They step out a little bit because technically Arizona is in the Mountain time zone right now. Dude, that's the easiest one right there.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe in all 13 weeks plus our season preview show. Easiest to agree with you. Not an overreaction at all.
All right, bonus. Last week I said Brock Purdy was going to be an MVP finalist. You said overreaction. What do you say now? Brock Purdy is the betting favorite for MVP.
Is he really?
3-1.
Over everyone else?
Everybody else.
Wow. Good for him, man. I'm with you. I'm with you. For him to go back into Philadelphia, into that place, with any doubts in his head about any bad thoughts, any bad juju, any bad mojo, 4 touchdowns, 300 yards, get out of here. No picks. As I said on Monday's show, he's Bambi with fangs.
They blitzed him 10 times yesterday. He was 10 for 10. With 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, dude, good luck. He knows where to go with it. Hey, the coach knows where to scheme it.
He's balling.
And his players know how to get open.
He's balling.
What else?
All right, Rich. The Patriots are bad. They're a bad team.
Not an overreaction.
They're a bad team. They're not bad on defense. The defensive prowess of the Pats right now, proof Belichick should be back next year.
Do you believe that? How about let me flip the script on you? Do you believe that?
I kind of do.
Here's what I do. Proof. It's proof that he's not. I kind of do. Not toast.
I kind of do, actually.
It proves that he's still outstanding.
Their defense is
without Judon.
And Christian Gonzalez.
Right. And they've cut a couple people. Dude.
I think Bill should be back next year.
You really think that?
I kind of do.
What happened?
I don't want him as the GM. Let's redo the personnel and the player development.
That's what I said earlier. Was it last week on the show or on the pod here?
I don't know.
I can't remember. We do too much. But you know what?
I kind of think Bill should be back.
We love doing content for everybody.
We do.
I told you what's more likely is that he's back under a construct that the Krafts and he craft, if you will, together.
Right.
Where
there's going to be a lot of hard conversations that need to happen. But Bill needs player personnel away. Let him just coach.
Bill's still one of the
especially if it's Caleb Williams. If we're in the one spot.
He could be the NFL's Greg Popovich. Having the heavens open up and one of the greatest talents the draft has produced in a long time just dropped in your lap.
It would be exciting for the fan base because there hasn't been a lot to be excited for this year.
I don't know. I saw Sully and Fitz, getting all hammered, rooting on Bailey Zappi.
There's like
as if Caleb Williams isn't in your grasp right now.
It was a torrential downpour. The stadium was half full. There was not much else to do.
Except drink.
Except
root for Zappi.
Get loaded.
They were getting zapped for Zappy?
Oh, baby.
What else?
All right.
You're not all. I mean, Bill has not forgotten how to coach.
Defense is good.
Good. They're terrific.
What's that stat? 3 straight 10 points or less allowed, but still lose all games.
First time since the Chicago Cardinals of 1938.
38! Setting records. Setting records this year.
And like I told you, the Krafts and Belichick do not want to tank. Records. They want to win these games in the worst way.
Well, they're not going to.
All right. What else?
All right. Either the Packers or the Rams are going to upset someone on Wild Card Weekend.
I don't think that's an overreaction.
I think they're both making it, and one of them is going to win a game.
Both making it. So you think the Vikings are out?
Vikings are out.
And
for
the Packers move up?
Yep.
And the Rams get
in. Because the Rams are 7 seed right now.
The Packers are 7. The Vikings are 6. The Rams are 8.
Great. I think Vikings are out. Justin Jefferson, great. Who's throwing him the ball?
Yeah, I think the Lions might personally take care of that.
Yeah. Cowboys are going to stay 5. Well, maybe Cowboys move up to 1.
Seahawks could sneak in, too.
Who knows?
Seahawks could sneak in.
I have more faith in the Rams than the Seahawks.
I don't think the Seahawks win in San Francisco, but they could beat the Eagles at home. And then
host Philadelphia.
And then Seattle's finale is at Tennessee. What Jeffrey Simmons was announced is going to miss multiple weeks with a knee injury.
Tennessee season is over.
Right. Then they're home for Pittsburgh. And then they're at Arizona. I mean, they could finish up. Pete could be chomping gum like nuts. And then everyone else is.
Maybe.
Their offense could be fixed right now.
Rams offense looks really good. Kieran Williams, really good. Is he going to be a first round running back in fantasy next year?
Well, certainly the way he's playing
obviously
right now.
Puka and Cooper Kupp. Stafford look great.
I know. And then Aaron Donald can get wreck a game. I don't think that's an overreaction at all. Now, the real one would be that they both did it.
If they both won a playoff game?
One of them beats, because they're not going to get to 5. Whoever loses the NFC East is going to be visiting the winner of the NFC South.
Right.
So that means the Lions would go down, and that would mean San Francisco or the Eagles would go down. To either one of these, both of them. If you really want to throw something out there to be crazy, that's not even Overreaction Monday worthy.
That's too hot. That's too hot.
That's Kelvin. That's Kelvin.
That's Kelvin hot. Too hot. But one of them doesn't.
Kelvin Elster.
We're on Kelvin.
I don't know why I just want that.
Nice.
What else you got?
All right, last one. Speaking of the NFC South, you just mentioned it. Falcons are in there right now. Bucks are going to win the NFC South.
Oh, you're talking my language.
Congratulations, by the way, to Baker Mayfield and his wife.
I saw that they're
expecting their first child.
Beautiful
Congratulations.
Photo on a beach
love
with a dog.
I love it.
Very, very apple pie.
Mike Evans, by the way, Mike Evans going to the Hall of Fame. I don't think that's a stretch.
What is it, 10 years in a row, 1,000 yards?
10 1,000-yard seasons.
He's amazing.
Bucks are going to win the NFC South.
He, by the way, Baker, let's cape. You know, I like to cape.
You love
Baker.
Caping.
Dude.
I mean, Brady out. Brady out. Baker is your third son.
Baker, dude, he's answered the bell every single game.
He has.
He's gotten his ass hit.
Yep.
He's hung in there.
Doing it without Chris Godwin right now.
They're in this mix for this division. 1,000,000%.
They play the Falcons in week 14. And that's going to go a long way to decide it.
And I think they're way better than the Saints.
They're better than the Saints. And the Falcons just didn't impress me Sunday against the Jets.
They did enough.
But barely.
Tampa.
I think Tampa's going to do it.
Yeah, they've got coming up Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's big.
This week.
At Green Bay. Baker going back. Remember when Baker went in with the Browns on a Christmas and balled out?
Right.
And there was a flag that Donovan Peoples-Jones got interfered with and they didn't get called.
Good memory.
That's odd. Oh, I remember that. Home for Jacksonville, for New Orleans, then at Carolina.
Can they win three out of those five? Three and two?
Well, one of them better be at Atlanta.
That's what I mean. Win this week, coming up, split the rest. What's that put them at, 8-9?
You got Atlanta's remaining schedule? Let's pop that one up there. I love this stuff. You know, I live for this stuff. Atlanta's at Carolina, home for Indianapolis, at Chicago, at New Orleans. Oh, they got three out of their last four in a row. You know Carolina's going to get somebody. You know it.
They're going to.
They want it.
The Texans. How?
That's still crazy to me. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Toss up.
You can't sit here.
I don't love what I see out of Atlanta right now.
It's tough to just say this is a total gimme, but. I'll just say Tampa. I'll agree with it. Why not? Why not?
I can't get enough of Mike Evans right now.
He's great.
What a phenomenal.
And me with Baker. I got it.
It's fun.
All right.
It's fun.
Well done, sir.
Thank you. Way to put me in positions.
Way to be out of your gourd as well. Well done.
That's what I'm trying to do.
All right. It's now time to predict
the future. I'm so bad at these.
Yeah, you are. I got mine right.
You did?
I think so. You'll tell me in a second.
Okay.
What else?
So mine this week, put it up there. I can't quit this team. I just can't do it. I think the Chargers are not dead yet.
Okay.
They're not dead yet. They're going to do it. They're going to make it interesting.
The Chargers, you say, they're going to be sniffing.
They're going to beat Denver.
Nah.
Okay.
Okay, pal.
And then what's the rest of their schedule?
At Vegas, home for Buffalo, at Denver, home for Kansas City. See you later, pal. This thing's over.
Not dead yet.
Okay.
If you tell me 9 wins is going to be in the mix, I think they can get 9.
They're 5-7, and you still rather play them over the Colts? How do you jibe with the stuff you're saying?
I don't remember my previous take.
Okay,
moving on. Chargers, not dead yet.
I appreciate your moxie on
that.
Not dead yet. All right. My prediction last week was the loser of 49ers and Eagles would be in trouble.
Well, you're right. I mean,
is that not the narrative today?
Yeah, I think.
But I said on our main show,
yeah, I think so.
I said, hey, Eagles fans, do not sweat it.
Well, the Eagles have been flirting with disaster for like 6 weeks.
But they've won them all. And we've told them how gritty this team is.
Of course.
What an incredible win it was in Kansas City, followed up by the grit of coming back on a Bills team that looked like went back to the future.
Right? Jalen Hurts left the game for a minute yesterday.
I got it.
And Mariota watch.
And so I was right. And I'm going to be right about this one, too.
Oh, jeez.
Next week's overreaction.
I'm not good at these.
Is the Eagles are in deep trouble. They're in deep trouble.
Okay, so they lose to Dallas. Okay.
And they now have the same record as San Francisco and Dallas.
And the Cowboys.
And the Cowboys.
And San Francisco's now the one seed.
Now, here's the thing. San Francisco would be the one seed because they have the tiebreak over all three. But they'd still be in first place over Dallas.
So they have the second tiebreaker?
Because the tiebreak after the division, and they each have one win against each other.
Conference record.
Right. Dallas would be 7-3. Philadelphia would be 6-2.
Okay.
Which means every single game Philadelphia plays from here on out is in conference at Seattle. Two against the Giants and home for Arizona.
Okay.
So all they'd have to do is win out. And if Dallas wins out with their remaining games,
they'd still be the division winner.
Right. They would have a better conference record because the one loss they'd had would be against the Jets.
Okay.
As opposed to a conference opponent. Again, remember who Dallas has lost to, right? Dallas lost at Arizona, at San Francisco, at Philadelphia.
Right, so they have three.
Correct. So Philadelphia would not be in deep
trouble. Actually in any trouble. Okay, I got it.
They'd be in deep trouble for the one seed.
Right, but they'll still be the two seed.
Right, and they could still right the ship and play tough football and win a big game on the road in Seattle and then finish up with three straight wins. They're still not going on the road. They're not a wild card team.
Right.
That would still be Dallas. Dallas could be a 13-win wild card team.
By the way, ready for Rams at Eagles wild card weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Packers
at Detroit.
At Detroit again. Oh, come on.
And then Dallas at Atlanta or Tampa.
Dallas
at Tampa
again. Dallas at Tampa rerun from last year.
Right, except Brady out, Baker in. And we're out. Thank you for taking in this edition of Overreaction Monday, brought to you by our friends at Game Time. For Chris, I'm Rich. Have a great week of overreacting or reacting properly.
You loved Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
I don't know that I would call it respect that I have for Sandoval, but the world hated him. He still went out, performed shows with his head held high. He showed up to the reunion when we all were going after him. Like, he didn't skip a beat. The way he's handling it, if I were in his position, and I said it straight up to the entire audience, thousands of people, I would tell you all to and the room was dead.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.